From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Audie Cornish.
And I'm Robert Siegel. At a time when so many American news organizations are cutting back, foreign news agencies are doing the opposite. They're bulking up their presence abroad and in the U.S. As NPR media correspondent David Folkenflik reports, one of the biggest new players arrives from China and can already be found on a TV near you.
The network looks and sounds familiar enough.
2012 U.S. election coverage. Coverage with a difference. The American presidency.
Much like what we've come to expect on our cable TV news.
With live reports from Beijing, Nairobi, and seven more international locations.
Okay, that's different. CCTV stands for China Central Television. It's owned by the Chinese government, but the ruling Communist Party likes profits these days, a lot. And this broadcaster is highly profitable, with more than 40 channels in China, and this offshoot operating in the U.S. as well.
This is more of the world news desk here.
CCTV America business anchor Philip Yin gives me a tour of his booming newsroom.
As a major news organization, you have what you call the traffic center, the semicircle in the corner of the room. Is essentially where all the assignments get doled out at the beginning of each day.
Yin was born and raised in the U.S. of parents who immigrated from mainland China. Yin used to work in investment and for CNBC and Bloomberg. He says he's mindful of the tension between American traditions of an independent press and Chinese expectations for the media to serve the state. And yet, he says, the channel has broadcast interviews involving allegations of major computer hacking incidents originating in China. Hardly a flattering story.
It's changing very quickly. I can tell you, even from the time that we came on board here to where we are today, we've changed a lot. We're covering stories from sometimes very controversial angles.
CCTV America has its home in a new building just blocks from the White House, at the heart of federal Washington, D.C. The channel is carried by cable system providers in New York, Washington, and Los Angeles, among other big cities. CCTV had a larger reach in the U.S. than Al Jazeera America did, at least until the Qatari channel acquired Current TV earlier this year. But just what are the Chinese doing here in such force? Executives in China declined to speak for this story. Jim Laurie is a former foreign correspondent for ABC News and NBC News. He's now a lead consultant for CCTV America.
We see what the British have done, what CNN has done for years. We need to be part of that. China's a big power. The state broadcaster is a big company. We want to be part of that dynamic.
Laurie learned about another dynamic familiar to reporters working in China over the years.
I've been arrested in China. I've covered demonstrations in which film was confiscated.
Laurie was a witness in 1989 to the bloody crackdown on the student protest movement.
On June the 4th, I was there for the Tiananmen massacre. So, it was a pretty heavy time.
He acknowledges that CCTV America is unlikely to air an interview with the Dalai Lama's criticism of the Chinese regime. And yet, more than two decades after Tiananmen, Laurie says a new generation of government and media officials seek to increase international commerce and therefore desire a freer flow of information back and forth, especially about business. Orville Schell is a veteran journalist and founder of the website China File. He sees a somewhat different dynamic at work.
They thought they want wealth and power, but what they really want is respect.
Schell says the Chinese state is seeking to exercise soft power, a way to project influence through ideas and culture rather than the display of military might.
This fixation on soft power arises from their deep and abiding insecurity and sense of not being respected and of being hectored and bullied by the world over the last century and a half.
Ying Zhu is a professor at the City University of New York and author of the book 2 Billion Eyes, The Story of China Central Television. Zhu says the network has sought to incorporate Western journalism standards by sheer numbers, hiring dozens of staffers from ABC, Bloomberg, CNN, the BBC, and similar outlets. But Zhu says there's one catch.
What's missing conspicuously from these programmings are actually any real political news about China itself. The CCTV America, unfortunately, can't really reveal anything that's beyond a stripped version of what happened in China. CCTV America is very much on the party's short leash.
But at CCTV, journalists such as Philip Yin argue the channel is helping to redefine what acceptable coverage is in China, at least on the English language channel.
I invite any of the viewers to watch us and listen to the interviews and listen to some of the perspectives that we have, because it's certainly not one-sided. It's very two-sided, and sometimes it's even three-sided.
The size of CCTV's audience in the U.S.? Hard to gauge. The size of its ambitions? Global. David Folkenflik, NPR News.